For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. 3 John 3-4. The Apostle John commends a saint for walking in truth, and by doing so, proving his love of the church. If the truth wasn't in him, he wouldn't have walked in truth. Christ rightly said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. If Christ is in you, the truth is in you, and you're a doer of the word and not just a hearer. James 1:22. As the Apostle John said, "Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." 1 John 2:3-4. Truth believed only in the mind is an opinion that can be easily changed. But truth within a regenerate heart is the substance of the saint, by which he walks, and so proves what's in his heart. Just as a tree is known by its fruit, a heart is known by its actions. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things, and an evil man, out of the evil treasure, brings forth evil things. Matthew 12:35. A Christian lives by the truth, and for him to deny the truth is to deny who he is. The walk of truth is a life of integrity, holiness, and faithfulness. He swears to his own hurt and does not change, Psalm 15:4. He walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart, Psalms 15:2. He doesn't just say the right things, he does the right things. My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. 1 John 3:18-20.